The victim of Sunday night's fatal shooting in the Auckland suburb of Ponsonby has been described as a hard-working man with a big heart. A service will be held tonight at the Parawera Marae near Te Awamutu for Robert Sidney Horn, who was gunned down by Killabee's gang member Hone K. Selwyn. K. Selwyn was found dead at a Taupo property early this morning. Police say there was no connection between the men and their investigation will continue despite K. Selwyn's death. Felix Walton has more.
Police had been searching for 31-year-old Hone K. Selwyn since Sunday evening. He was believed to have shot and killed 33-year-old Robert Sidney Horn on Ponsonby Road shortly after 10 p.m. before fleeing south to Taupo. Detective Inspector Chris Barry says police eventually found him dead.
The man being sought by police in relation to this investigation has now been located deceased. The investigation team making inquiries were travelling to the Taupo region yesterday afternoon to locate the man sought. On the way, police were notified of a man located deceased at a rural address.
Mr. Barry says the body was found inside a rural home in the Broadlands area.
So the deceased was located within the property by an associate. At this early stage, the deceased remains at the property and I'm not able to make any comment on any injuries other than to say at this stage we are treating it as unexplained.
He confirmed that Kay Selwyn was a member of the Killabees gang, but police had not found any connection with the victim, Robert Horn.
There is no relationship that we are aware of. I can say that the victim and his associates, to the best of our knowledge, had no association to any criminal group.
Social media posts described Robert Horn, who worked as a drain layer, as a man with a big heart, a son, brother, moko, uncle and friend to many. Family members said his body would lay at the Parawera Marae near Te Awamutu before he'd be taken to the Ngāi Tupotoki Motukaraka Marae in Hokianga, where he'd be laid to rest this weekend. Auckland's Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson told RNZ the senselessness of the attack is particularly concerning.
It appears that the victim was entirely unrelated to the shooter and the killing was a random and an act of senseless violence. And that must be concerning for every Aucklander, certainly those who reside within the Ponsonby area.
She says violent crimes in Auckland are becoming harder for police to manage.
Crime in Auckland is becoming more and more of a concern, especially violent crime. The police have the primary role of dealing with crime, antisocial behaviour, but they are stretched and it means that they can't be everywhere and it does leave a bit of a gap.
Bobby Mukai owns the Ponsonby Social Club, a restaurant very close to where the shooting took place. He said local business owners were meeting tonight to discuss pooling resources for extra security and bouncers, and police have vowed to increase their presence this weekend.
The police have been doing a very, very good job talking to everyone. The Ponsonby Road Association has been doing a great job as well, and they've already been talking to the police. Apparently this weekend the police is going to come in a bit more force, helping us out patrolling, make sure everybody's safe.
Mr. Mukai hopes the increased police presence will make people feel more comfortable about coming back to Ponsonby Road. Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson maintains the city is a safe place to live.
I would like to think that Auckland is a safe city. I think it's important for people to have confidence that they can get out and about. And I just hope people will continue to get out and support Ponsonby and all our town centres.
The family of Hone K. Selwyn could not be reached for comment today. In a now deleted post, a woman claiming to be his partner expressed her condolences to the victim's family, saying she felt sorry and a sense of shame. She said she was still grappling with the fact he took someone's life. Today, the same woman posted a picture of herself hugging K. Selwyn with the words, "I'll see you one day." Detective Inspector Chris Barry says the police investigation into the fatal shooting will continue despite K. Selwyn's death.